We pray. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and through thy word to us draw near. Amen. The last time that I was with you, I spoke about the omniscience of God, that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Toward the end, I said this: do you feel guilty? Turn to Jesus in repentance. Seek his forgiveness. And truly God gives this through the written word, the sacraments, the absolution pronounced by his servants. And even now I can tell you, your sins are forgiven. Okay, so here's the thing. Sinners that we are, we tend to take advantage of situations. As little children, we tried to figure out which was the best parent to go to in order to get what we wanted. Which one was likely to be a pushover? Now, let's say it's daddy. If I really want something, I'm more likely to get it if I go to daddy, especially if I'm a girl and can turn on the tears so easily. And that's the way it goes throughout our life. Perhaps even here at ILC, you try to figure out which professor is going to be a pushover. And then when the hard-nosed professor comes along and confronts you, you say, "Yeah, but Prof. So-and-so said we could do it." And what do you think of God? Is he a pushover? Is he a kindly old grandpa kind of God who forgives us over and over again and lets us get away with everything? Well, we learned last time that God's eyes are everywhere and he is keeping watch on the good and the evil. But he forgives us. Well, then, as long as there's forgiveness, let's have at it. Let's go ahead with our sinfulness. After all, he'll just forgive us again. Listen to the word of the Lord in Romans 2, verse 4. Do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? The goodness of God. God is good to us. On a daily basis, he is doing things that are very beneficial for us in body and soul. Forbearance. God is forbearing. That is, he puts up with a lot of our childish foolishness and sinfulness. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Long-suffering, what a precious concept. How often God's children pain his heart. We repeatedly provoke him with our evil thoughts and words and actions. And yet he does not send a lightning bolt down from heaven whenever we do something wrong. Even though he could, and we couldn't argue with him, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Do you appreciate the fact that God is good and forbearing and long-suffering? Or do you take advantage of it? Does your knowledge of God's forgiving love provoke you to easily and quickly jump into sin? If so, then, as our passage says, are you despising the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering? instead of treating these characteristics of God as something wonderful, amazing, worthy of endless praise, are you looking down upon them, despising, thinking little of them? Are you treating God's love as though it were a free pass to wickedness? But what does God say? Don't you know that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? And what is repentance? That turning away from iniquity and transgression and sin. If you fully realize how great are the riches of his goodness toward you, then your response is going to be to hate anything that he hates, to hate sin, to hate every evil. During this Lenten season, we travel with Jesus on the road to Calvary. Every step of the way, we see the goodness of God, that instead of striking us down for our sins, he struck down his own son. Now we see his great distress, anguish and affliction, bonds and stripes and wretchedness and his crucifixion. Now we see how scourge and rod, spears and nails did wound him, how for us he died, he, our God, yet with thorns they crowned him. It is for Jesus' sake that God is good and forbearing and long-suffering. Without Jesus, God would have no reason to be good to us. Without that humiliation, that suffering, that death, Jesus did what he did in order for there to be a reason, because he did it for us. God sees us as though we did it. We suffered. We died. So there is the reason. And it is to lead us to turn away from sin, turn to Jesus for forgiveness. And when we do that, then we will treasure up the riches of God's goodness and forbearance and long suffering. And when we see those riches, we will return goodness for goodness. So we daily strive against the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, so that we may walk on the pathway of righteousness. And when we fail, and we will, because of the riches of God's goodness, because these riches fill our treasure chest, we will repent again, and God will be there to forgive us. God grant that we will never take this for granted and never despise it. So in the peace of forgiveness, you can return to your classes. But first we sing verse 3 of hymn 477.
Divine, shine on in splendor, holy.